Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Bonsoir, mesdames, messieurs. Guten Abend, meine Damen und Herren. We present to you today the greatest thing that ever came out of Africa. We present to you today Fela and the African 70, playing a music that is backed with politics. Fela, a musician struggling for the emancipation of the black race all over the world. Fela, the musician fighting not for money, but fighting for justice, fighting against suffering, and fighting for progress for his people. This musician you are going to see this evening, and it's going to be the beginning of a new history for you and for us, because for a long time, very little has been known about Africa from Europe. Today, we open a new page where you get an experience of a real African music from this most wonderful, great musician. You're going to see something very original, politically, religiously, and musically. And now, for an experience you never had before, for the greatest musician we have just been speaking about, I'm not going to keep you waiting too long. I'm going to bring him in, and you are going to remain here spellbound for many minutes listening.
All right, it's the Spirit of Nigeria Radio. We are celebrating the 33rd memorial anniversary of the passing on of the greatest musician that ever came out of Africa, Fela Anikulapo Kuti. Today is a day of celebration. Today is a day of tributes. And what better way can we do it than talking to his immediate family? Right now we have with us the one and only, the new King of Afrobeat, Femi Anikulapo Kuti. Good day, sir. How are you, sir?
Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon, everyone.
All right, Femu. Oh, now, long time. Yeah. Okay, now, this one will be Lagos Sense, so this one, Spirit of Nigeria Radio, we did do now.
All right.
Okay, today is 2nd of August, 2023 years after. We all remember your daddy, who I keep saying is our father, Fela Anikulapo Kuti. All right, between now and the last 23 years, what has happened?
I was surprised when you said your daddy.
No, I said our father, your daddy.
Oh, my daddy, my father. Okay.
Yes. All right, so 23 years after, what do you remember most about Baba? Or how do you miss him?
I remember everything like most people. There are so many things to remember. His smile, his strength, courage, his incarcerations, his beatings, the brutality, the burning of the house, his pain. So many things. Most importantly, the great music he gave us. Endless melody, rhythm. What a phenomenal. What a man.
Yeah. We Nigeria misses Fela, don't you think so? Sometimes I would just ask myself, if Fela was around, what will he be saying now? You know, with all the kind of things that we hear from Magu to, like I said, to Yeni to NDDC, all the corruption, all the politics and all the things that are happening now, Fela would have released quite a number of new sounds, I'm sure, you know, to depict or to capture the moment in Nigeria. So for us, I mean, we are very glad and happy that Fela left a legacy for everybody. But tell me, do you think that at some point in time, like I asked Yeni, and she's made a promise, at some point in time, we would be listening to some of those songs of Fela, because Fela was a prophet. That's really my point. He was indeed a prophet. Some of the things he spoke about, Nigeria is confronting now. How do you feel? Do you think that he was appreciated, he was not appreciated?
You see, like every great man, you have to remember that time. And I like to use the story of Jesus Christ. You know, when we talk of Jesus Christ, people talk about Jesus Christ thinking that in those days there was electricity, there were cars. You have to, 2,000 years ago, the world was not like it was then as it is now. So when you remember Fela, in the 70s, very different. There was no internet. So those the mainstream media, Time, Sponge came, the Vanguard. So to pass information was not like as we can now.
That's correct.
Police brutality. I mean, when the police descended on Fela, then I mean, it was so huge. I mean, his house was in the center of 14 of Lagos, 14 Agege Motor Road. You had to pass through the house to go to Lagos, Apapa, anywhere you are going, Ikeja, you pass in front of his house. So when you try to, when you understand what was happening in the 70s, for him to voice out what he did, then he was a lone ranger. It was the lone voice. Nobody else was brave enough to confront the military at that time.
That's correct.
General Gawan, Obasanjo, Buhari, Idi Agbon's regime, Shagari's regime. Nobody was. The human rights activists came much later in the 80s.
Yes.
So it was not his voice in the 70s. So it was, I won't say he wasn't appreciated because he was so loved on the streets.
Yeah.
And we, his children, felt this love. We could, I mean, anywhere we went, people welcomed us. I mean, the masses, of course. I mean, you go to Ikoyi people, of course, they had their expectations like this. Oh, we don't want the last children. You can't marry my children. That kind of thing. He went on the streets. The plumber loved him, the taxi driver loved him, the bus conductor, the masses, the teachers loved him. So it depends on where you are. But majority of the citizens, you go to the north, they loved him. In the east, they loved him. Calabar loved him. Africa loved him. And then, as we see, the world loved him. So I won't say he wasn't appreciated. I just think it was, I think people were shocked at his bravery. And where people were so scared to say the things he was saying, I think people appreciated him. So I won't say he wasn't appreciated. We have to understand that time. This man just came out from nowhere, speaking things that people wanted to say but were too scared to say. And he was the voice of the people. So as you see from his burial, see how he was appreciated. And until today, 23 years on, people still celebrate him. So I think he was appreciated. I just think it's, when people say he wasn't appreciated, I think we have to understand that time. People are very scared. And Nigeria just come out of the civil war. So this man just comes with this heavy rhythm, heavy melody, and then it's political.
Yeah.
Wow. Where did this man get this kind of energy from? People are just shocked, you see. So, but you see, when you go to his court cases, people trooped out to any of his court cases. The masses were there in support. So it was even hard to jail him because people showed solidarity behind his back. Because if the masses were not behind him, I mean, they would have jailed him so many times. At the time they now jailed him, you can see the press itself was solidly behind him. So every day there was a story about Fela.
That's correct.
People agitating for his release. And eventually when Babangida came into power, he was forced to release him. So I think it was appreciated. I think it was just people were too scared to show. A revolution could not have come at that time. Like, probably you would have wanted change of government. But people did appreciate him, basically.
Yeah, I agree with you. People like us truly appreciate him. And talking about Fela's burial, I tell you, that is one burial that I will never forget. All the way from TBS straight on to Ikeja. We walked 7 hours. And of course, talking about that burial, 97 wasn't a particularly good year for you too, Femi. It was just a year that all kinds of things were happening. And you put it down in a song, which for me, every time I listen to it, I get goosebumps and it's like I was a part of that family. Just give me 2 minutes. Let me let the people have a feel of 97, which is one of my favorite songs of yours because it touched the raw nerve in me. Femi, just hang on with us. 97. We'll be right back.
talk before I talk. Make I thank everyone for the support you now give my family. During our troubles, you my friends, you now there with me. 97, I shall never forget. 97, the pains, the sorrow, the stress. I want to thank you, my friends. I want to thank you, my friends. We gather to pay our respect to the one and only fella. We carry him going house before him spirit over a little money palace. I say, yeah. For those who know, no, not that day that know. Say the people them love fella. Oh. From TBS we waka, Richie Ketcha waka, 7 hours waka, just to carry fellow. The young and the old, the strong and the weak, the rich and the poor, them gather to carry fellow. And then as we want start to relax.
All right, this is Spirit of Nigeria Radio, and we are celebrating the 23rd memorial anniversary of the passing on of Abamyeda Eleni Onfela Anikula Kokuti. And we have Femi Anikula Kokuti with us. Femo, what does that song do to you right now that I'm just playing it?
It brings back a very depressed time, very sad. Wow. Words cannot describe. How I felt or how I feel when I stay here. But very painful to play the song.
I know. I could feel it in your voice, even in the recording. I could feel it in your song. I mean, your voice. Even when I played on my own, I could feel it. I know. 7 hours waka. Of course, we used to enjoy the Sunday jump in those days, and we still do. Only your Spirit of Nigeria Radio. Okay, Femi, let me make a confession to you now, and I want the whole world to hear this. All right? One of the reasons why I respect you, even if I respected you before, after that incident, na double twale. You know what? If you remember, I came to you some years back and I said, look, I have this interview between Fela and May Ellen Ezekiel, and that Lagbaja wanted to use it for his album. And I'm telling you, without blinking an eye, you said, go, let him use it. I was stunned. And that was integrous mark of a man, considering what the people were saying. You're not we know them, but you just said go, let him use it. He has used it, nothing has happened. I mean, my respect for you. The thing just fly up. See, this is Anomoluabi, like they say in Yoruba land. And I just want to, you know, express it publicly that you earned my double respect that day, apart from being, you know, a Femi Fela fan and all of that. But, you know, it's not everybody that can do it. I'm telling you, you know it fully well. You know, a lot of other things, you know. And I just want to say publicly that, you know, you earned my respect. You still earn my respect. And, of course, I know it can only come from, you know, the kind of upbringing that you have, because Fela himself was a man, you know, that, you know, really didn't care much about, you know, what everybody was saying. Fela would tell you any publicity in a publicity, whether negative or positive, you know. But I'm sure you still remember. You remember that incident, that when coming to you.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you very much. But you know what? Tell us, which is Your favorite song, I know you used to play a lot, you know, but which one touches the raw nerve, you know, fella songs, which one of them is your favorite?
I will, off my head quickly, I will take two. I will take three.
Three, okay. Which three?
I will take ODOO.
ODOO, yes.
I think that is a master. That was Fela at his.
Yeah.
That was Fela at his very best.
Yes,
ODOO. I will take Coffee for Edo State because, that was that must have been very painful
for him.
Painful time for Fela.
Yeah.
It's the killing of his mother. I mean, he was dead broke. He burnt his house. Fela was very down. And he still came up with such a fabulous, fantastic melody again. Shows that he was really blessed by our creator.
Yes, he was.
Then I will take Jeong Kuku because this was his major hit.
That was
the song that brought Fela into fame. That was the changing of African music.
Mm.
That was the beginning of what we know today. Jeong Kuku just changed everything for the Nigerian scene, for Fela, for music, and nobody knew that. I mean, people probably had an idea, but we did not know the gravity of what was to come after Jeong Kuku.
Yeah, Femi, thank you very much. I mean, Jeong Kuku is one of my favorites too. Yeah. Jeong Kuku is one of my favorites. Yes. Even ODOO. ODOO is super.
No, ODOO is the masterpiece of Fela.
Yes,
sir. It summarizes all Fela's work.
Yeah.
Politically, socially, musically, rhythm, melody, everything is compounded in ODOO.
Benny, not true. And of course, you mentioned Coffin for Head of State. I tell you, that piano there, that keyboard thing is my son's favorite. My son is also a musician, plays the keyboard. He will tell me, Daddy, this is my best of Fela. No, Femi, we don't enter that group. All right, I know that you told us that you will be spending like 15 minutes with us, and it's been 15 exciting minutes with us on the celebration of the 23rd memorial anniversary of the passing on of your daddy, our father, Fela Nikula Kukuti. But let me tell you, my best song, not of Fela, of yours, is this one that is coming right now. And I tell you, we did here from beginning to end of the composition together for Sunday Jump. This one is Fight to Win.
Thank you.